You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Night before the 4th here, there will be fireworks aplenty, hopefully on the show, because that makes for good radio. Welcome to it. John Friggy with you tonight in for Turtle, and hopefully I can keep the seat warm and keep Turtle proud here. And you can be part of the program, 404-7260. Again, the only numbers you got to remember, if you're in Ackworth, okay, 7260, or if you're in Lithonia, 7260. Because the first four, the first are 404, right? Atlanta area code. The last of the radio station, 929. 404 you got, 929 the guy, is the four in the middle, 7260. 404-7260, 929 is the phone number for you to be a guest on the program. We can disagree without being disagreeable. You are welcome to talk about whatever you want. I am curious tonight what HBTFD said to me in a tweet. He says, I don't think it's crazy to entertain a hard reset for the Atlanta Braves. Do you think it's crazy to entertain a hard reset of the Braves, which would mean overhauling the coaching staff, trading multiple players, you know, kind of resetting the franchise for the rest of this year, maybe all of next year, in an effort to kind of recalibrate the franchise? When Major League Baseball comes out and says with its experts that they should trade Ronald Acuña Jr., I'm like, oh my God, really? No, but okay, you do you. But again, I'm not going to look, if you make the case, oh, he got injured again. We should have traded him when we had a chance. Okay, well, I mean, you can read the future better than I can, so there you go. Well, he's got an injury history. Well, okay, yeah, he does. So do a lot of players. I mean, so did Chris Sale. Okay, well, he's injured again. I know. On a freak play, right? Well, freak plays happen. So would it be crazy to entertain a hard reset of the Braves? You're also welcome to jump in on all the chatter about the Hawks and the Falcons. We're 3 weeks away from training camp as we get ready into July. We're in the month of football, first football game of the month. Granted, it's a Hall of Fame game. Nonetheless, it is a game. Is this month. It's July 31. Granted, barely this month, but it's still this month, 4 weeks from tonight. So you're welcome to jump in on all those. If you're going to be running the Peachtree tomorrow, good luck to you. Stay cool. I know that Abe Gordon's going to be running it again. Do you know, I just realized I haven't even said hi to Dom. I haven't said hi to Dominucci, the Dominator. Dom, hey. How you doing, brother? Oh, man, I got so caught up in everything. That's bad of me, isn't it?
Hey,
top
listen,
of the second hour.
It's all right. Listen, we had a lot of stuff to start the show off with. Like you said, we could have did a four-hour show on Hawks, four-hour show on Braves. We had a lot to talk about. You were excited. It's okay.
Yeah, got a lot to talk about. No question about it. You're not running the Peachtree, are you?
No. We'll leave that to Abe.
Yeah. It's one of the things I wish I would have done when I was younger. Because I could have done it when I was in my 20s. But see, the problem was, in the late 70s and early 80s, the Peachtree Road Race began as a, there was a, it got hot in the late 70s. marathon running got to be a hot thing. It was the first time it became competitive. It started to be televised on national TV. You know, the Boston Marathon started it, then the New York Marathon. There was the Beta Breakers in San Francisco, the Chicago Marathon, the LA Marathon. And here in Atlanta, we did this 10K called the Peachtree Road Race. And so there was a guy named Craig Virgin who won like three in a row or something. But there was prize money and there were all the... And so the coverage was about the professional runners at the front going from Lenox, same route. They've been running the same route forever, you know, down to 10th Street and into the park. So it was all about the professional runners, and it wasn't really the civic event that it is now. I granted there's still those kind of professional runners at the front. I get that. But really the focus in the late 70s and early 80s was on the professional runners. And there were maybe 1,000 other people. I don't know. You'd have to go back and look. And, you know, that were like the Atlanta Track Club had people running in it, but it wasn't like it is now. You know, where you have, I don't know, how many people run this thing? 50,000? I have no idea. I mean, a lot. Some just walk it. And I was like, yeah, I can't hang with those guys. I think you almost had to be a member of the Atlanta Track Club to run it back in those days. I'm like, yeah, that's not who I am. So I never got a chance to run it. If you're running it and you have a good time out there tomorrow morning and be safe, if you're going to fly to New York and eat too many hot dogs and puke all over the place, that's on you. I don't care. I can't watch the thing. It makes me sick and ill to watch it. Just tell me how many he snarfed down in that 10, 15 minutes, however long he does that thing. 404-726-0929. Is it crazy to entertain a hard reset of the Braves? You're welcome to jump in on all the chatter that's surrounding the Atlanta Hawks and this incredible offseason that they've had. Love to hear from you on that, because the chatter now has turned to the Greek Freak and how all of a sudden DK Sportsbook comes out and says the Hawks have the top odds to get him. Giannis isn't happy. Giannis unfollows the Bucks on Insta. You were telling me, Dom, that that's a thing now, right? I mean, when somebody does that, everybody goes,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, it's annoying that we have to pay attention to stuff like that, but with today's athletes and how social media-driven everything is, if that's kind of a way for players to kind of announce that they're a little frustrated without really putting out a press release or anything, you just unfollow the account, maybe, you know, unfollow the team, take some photos down, and that's kind of your way of sending a message.
So there's all that stuff to talk about too. So it is your show, you're a guest on my program, and you can choose to talk about what you like, but I am kind of curious as to what you think of the Atlanta Braves as they get ready to play the Los Angeles Angels. Not really Los Angeles, it's Orange County, but I guess they're the New York Giants and the New York Jets, and it's not even the state of New York. Alan is in Decatur, where I do not say Greater Decatur. Sorry about that, Alan. It's an old thing, Lithonia High, you know, we didn't like Decatur. They were rivals, you know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Alan, what's up?
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, man.
Are you good? Hey.
Yeah, great.
Ready for the holidays. Yeah, Lithonia. You know about Lithonia High, yeah?
Well, I graduated from there in 78, so sure.
Okay, I'm close to the Southwest.
Proud
of
law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived right off Panola Road there. As a matter of fact, I work at a gas station at I-20 and Panola Road, and I got robbed one day. Oh, I should tell that story about getting robbed at the gas. It's gone. The gas station's gone. So am I. You know where the KFC is right there on Panola Road and I-20? You know that?
Of course. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So the Waffle House was there back in those days. Where the KFC was a gas station. I used to work there.
Okay.
I got robbed in that gas station. Yeah. And DeKalb County police saved me. So anyway, that's not there.
Well, they got a Quick Trip now there. Also,
but I think it's there's a lot. I mean, when I was there, this is 78. I mean, okay. There's the Waffle House, a dead Texaco that had nobody, and it's something called the station was called Red Ace, which was like a small version of Quick Trip or something like that. Red Ace, and that was it. That was all that was there, and trees.
Oh man, yeah, so. It's very busy over there these days.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
There's no Stonecrest Mall.
We had to
go to South DeKalb Mall. You know, I mean, there was no Stonecrest Mall.
No, North DeKalb Mall. You know, they're taking down North DeKalb Mall now.
Well, where are they going to shoot Walking Dead if they do that?
I don't know. They're building, you know, the what do you call it, the multi-use complex, everything out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, one of those things. Yeah, because Shamrock's going that way. Because, yeah, I also, that's the funny story, I also went to summer school at Shamrock High. There is no more Shamrock High. It's long gone.
No more Shamrock High.
Shamrock Dragons do not exist anymore.
you would go to Tucker now, probably Tucker High.
Yeah, that was summer school. I don't want to talk about it.
Decatur High is nice now. You
well,
know,
yeah, now. It wasn't when I was in high school. That was like, nah, no bueno. Yeah. So, yeah, but anyway, what you got, Alan?
Hey, I want to bring up the Hawks, man. I'm thinking that they don't owe me anything for this. The GMs are right. It's their job. But it's a great time to maybe move Trae Young, man. You know you have to match the salaries with Greek Freak. I think he's in the 55 a year mark somewhere. So you trade Trae and a couple of draft picks, future draft picks. Keep these young guys we got and go get Chris Paul. Even Daniels now, I think they said he could play point. You know, Daniel, he's pretty good this past year.
CP3's got to be like 90, dude.
Well, find your point guard. You know, find a point guard because you're feeding Porzingis, right? And Greek Freak. Yeah, you just need somebody to get them the ball. That's it. And
well, the proposed trade on DraftKings that went up, Alan, was. Okay, hang on. This is why I said you could do 4-hour shows on anything just tonight. The proposed trade. So DraftKings put out. The hypothetical that has 131 responses. You can go to my Twitter at John Fricke, J-O-H-N, F-R-I-C-K-E, Frick with an E on the end, and read about okay. it. So it says, hypothetical trade, Alan. Hawks receive Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Bucks get Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, that unprotected pick that we just got in the New Orleans trade, and a couple of seconds.
No, man. No, that's you're giving away too much. Don't you think?
It depends on your point of view. Yeah, yes, and a lot of people in the thread are saying that you're giving up too much. That's correct. Yeah. You may be giving up too much, but to what end here? If you had Giannis Antetokounmpo, Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Kristaps Porzingis, you know, and started to fill in around those four guys, if you had that, if you made that trade, you instantly become the favorites to win the NBA title.
What? But I thought they included Dyson Daniels in that deal. They wanted
no Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, Jalen and Zach, that unprotected pick that we just picked up when we fleeced New Orleans for it, and 2 seconds. Okay.
And who did they just picked up a new guy right from was it Brooklyn?
Well, yeah, they got Luke Kennard and Nikhil Alexander Walker. Yes, I mean
right. Right.
Yeah, I mean those. They're really good. They're great bench pieces, but I don't know that they're starters. Uh-huh. You'd still have Dyson. You'd still have Porzingis. You'd still have Okongwu. You'd still have. I mean, you'd still have a lot. You know, and of course, you still have Trae.
Yeah, because the trade I heard they wanted a triple O?
Yeah, Okongwu.
Okongwu. They wanted Tyson. They wanted Risacher. They wanted. Johnson.
Oh well, no! Like, stop! No! Yeah. I don't. You know who that was? That was Joe Smitty. That's the bartender out in Elm Grove, Wisconsin, and he's had way too much to drink. Okay, don't listen to Joe Smitty, the bartender in Elm Grove. Okay. Don't go to Waukesha, walk into a bar, and say, Joe Smitty, bartender, what do you want? We want Trae Young, Jalen Johnson, your next 18 first-round draft picks. No, don't listen to the bartender. All right, quick break. I'm way due for it. If you're hanging on, I promise you we'll make it on the air. Just be patient. Sorry about missing that break. I'm not used to this show. All right, you'll get on. Just be patient. Promise. With John Fricke, 99 The Game tonight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, Yo is sending me pictures. He's got his grill set up, right? Okay, right, Dom? And he's got, like, bread baking on the Pit Boss, okay? And I'm, like, a little envious because I bought a new grill. I was talking about this last weekend. So I went out and bought a new grill. And then yesterday I seasoned it, right? And that's what you have to do to a new... I bought a new flat top. I bought a new Blackstone. I'm going to get a charcoal grill on the Blackstone. That's what I settled on. I love the Blackstone. I said, I want another Blackstone. So I seasoned it yesterday, which takes a couple hours. And so it's all ready to go. And I was going to... I have steaks. I have a whole bunch of stuff I was going to put on it tonight. But then Mike called me and said, hey, can you do a show tonight? And I went, yeah, okay, sure. Well, I was all ready. I had artichokes, I had steak, I got corn. I was like, oh, okay. So instead we had leftovers. But that's okay. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. I love talking to all you guys. Plus I have, like I said, told Dom, I could do a whole show on the Hawks, whole show on the Falcons, whole show on the Braves. Is it crazy to entertain a hard reset of the Braves? It's an interesting, look, they're not going to do it. Well, I don't think they are anyway. Who the hell knows? But it's an interesting thought process. It's an interesting question that was proposed to me. Let's get to your calls on that and more. We go to, Yo. Did I just shout you out, Yo, and then now you call in?
Yes, sir. You know how we do it. Come on, man. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. How you doing tonight, John?
did you share any of the bread? What kind of bread was that? Sourdough?
No, Brother Moses, chicken bread, pig old bitties.
Oh, man, I can't see. Hang on. Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, I'm sitting here. You know, you got well, to prepare yourself.
That's an interesting. I was going to call. You did rolls on your grill? Okay, I got it. No, never mind.
Oh, yeah. But here's my thought process. Okay, so listen, let me just think. All right, so okay. The Braves. they don't need to do a hard reset. What they need to do is invest more in pitching, right? Because obviously the hitting has been lackluster this year, but we know that these guys are record-setting hitters when they have the right team. I don't know why we got rid of him, but that's a whole other story. So I'll stop that there, full stop. Now let's get back to this trade idea that some people in Atlanta radio called me a coward for saying that I wouldn't do. I believe, personally, that you build a team through the draft. I literally watched the Lakers do it 3 times in my lifetime. I've watched the Celtics do it 3 times in my lifetime. I've watched all the teams who have ultimate success do it through the draft. San Antonio Denver went out and said, oh, let's just trade for somebody. No, they saw the talent and then they drafted it. You know what poverty franchises do? Poverty franchises will trade somebody like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They will trade somebody like Tyrese Haliburton. They will literally trade somebody like Kobe Bryant because they don't see the vision of building their team. And this is where I come down on this. I think that Giannis is amazing. But that being said, he needs to choose Atlanta, which means he needs to become a free agent and come here on his own volition. We don't need to trade for him. You know why? Because we're going to kick his butt this year.
Well, that may be true.
In my mind.
Right. Yeah. To be fair, there are ways to do it through trades of free agency. I mean, just because you brought it up and just because I was there during those years, those great Shaq and Kobe years, right? I mean, Shaq wasn't drafted by the Lakers.
No, Kobe wasn't drafted. Chose the Lakers through free agency,
right? And Kobe wasn't drafted by the Lakers.
He was drafted by Charlotte.
Memphis, right? Memphis, Charlotte, one of the two.
It was Charlotte. Because we had to give up Eldon Campbell and
Vlade the Flopper. Yes, that's correct. You're right. It was Charlotte. Yes. And now look at, the way they're built. I mean, LeBron didn't come there. They didn't draft him. They didn't draft Luka. And now they got so many guys with no basketball. Well, one basketball, it's not funny. I don't know how that's all going to work out there with all those out there. Well, it didn't work with LeBron and with they didn't think this through. It was just too sexy for them to turn down. But it's sort of like I said the other day, the reason that Luka and LeBron don't work, same reason that the DJ and Trey don't work, the same guy. They're the same guy.
The exact same player. The exact same player.
They're big, strong, ball-dominant, kind of swing guys who want to be quasi-point guards, who want to drive and shoot and have the basketball in their hands. And you got to have somebody that wants to play off. And Trey can't play off and DJ can't play off. It just didn't work. And so, I don't know. I mean, I would like to think that if suddenly you put Giannis with Trey and you surrounded him with, a Porzingis and maybe a Dyson and something like that you'd have a hell of a team. And if that's the case, the question becomes, would you win a title with that team? Because somebody said, well, you're going to mortgage your future. It's okay to mortgage your future as long as you win the title in doing so. If you don't win the title and you mortgage your future, that's when you get in trouble.
But that's what we've been watching for the last 10 years. We've watched teams mortgage their future for these superstars, quote unquote, and it has not worked. Like, I am not against going after Giannis if we can get him. But to me personally, I think that that's going to take Jalen Johnson and his $30 million contract and Kristaps Porzingis and his $30 million contract. And
No. You could do it. Like you said, I think this is a match. The match was DraftKings is right. Jalen, Zach, and then unprotected. That's enough money.
I'm not giving up Zachary Richardson, dude.
That's fine. That was the proposal. I just sell. That's all.
I'm not.
So, hey, listen, congrats on that. I got to run here because
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I got you. Yo, have a happy 4th, brother. I got loaded phone lines. I want to get to everybody here. Thanks, yo. Chicken breast. I'm an old guy. My eyesight.
John, I wanted to ask you a question here. He's calling me out when he said certain individuals on the station called some of the Atlanta Hawks fans cowards for not wanting to go after Giannis. He was talking to me. But
what?
My God. Yeah. Oh yeah. I said the people that didn't want to go after Giannis or were too scared of giving up Reza Shea and Jalen Johnson were cowards. But I do think, and maybe it's just because we've had a chance to sit with him for a year, I just feel like it's very funny how the narrative around Zachary Reza Shea has changed. Like, before it was, oh my God, the Hawks have the number one pick in the worst year possible to have the number one pick. Reza Shea is not going to be anything. We don't even want him. Half the people here wanted Sarr. All of this other stuff. And now that we have a chance to get Giannis Antetokounmpo, a guy who is an MVP in this league and a champion, now all of a sudden you all have this blind loyalty to Zachary Reza Shea and just know for a fact he's going to be the next coming of LeBron James, or is going to be this great elite
player. Right, so I think it's fair for me to say that outside of Trey, the guy that I don't want to move is Jalen, because I think Jalen's a star. I love Dyson, I love Zach, but Jalen's the star. I mean, Jalen Johnson is a superstar. He's got all the makings.
When he's on the
Zach,
floor.
Well, that's the problem. Zach is 19, just turned 20. I mean, I think he's got upside. It's great. But what's the goal here? Is the goal to win titles? I mean, there's no guarantees here, because one thing everybody's forgetting, what Yo's forgetting, if you're like, we got to build. Guys, all right, I'm going to say this slowly so it sinks in. This is the last year of Trae Young's contract. Okay? Yeah. Next season is a player option. And if he's unhappy, if he's in there and he's trying to make moves, because remember, Trey's calling and talking to Nikhil Walker, Alexander Walker, and Luke Kennard, and welcoming. Trey does those kind of things. If Trey's in there, if he's talking to Giannis, and Giannis is unhappy, and Trey wants to play with Giannis, what Trey wants, Trey gets. Otherwise, you're not going to have Giannis, and you're not going to have Trey. Just saying. Quick break. Hammond and all y'all. Who else is on here besides Sam? Sam, Tevin. Hang on. I promise. As soon as we get back from the break, I'll get to all your calls. Sorry. Got a little carried away with my old buddy Yo. Yeah, look it up. Trey can be gone after this year if he wants. Just keep that in mind when you're talking about this. On Sports Radio 99 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps,
Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, I apologize to Hammond there. I know Hammond dropped off. Hammond, do call back here. I get a little long-winded, but that's the good thing for you, too, is that you're getting up to speed on the show. You're a guest. You want to do a drive-by. Hey, John, that's fine, but I always want you to view my shows as I'm standing at a bar, okay? You're at a table with your buds at the bar. You want to come up to the bar, belly up to the bar, grab a beer, and have a chat? Let's have a chat. And the only rules are you have to buy the beer. Sam is with us. Sam, welcome to the show. Hey, Sam, what's up? Because I'm too cheap, you know. Buy me a beer there, Sam.
Don't drink, so I got the wrong person there.
Oh, it's 4th of July weekend, too, on top of that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I would listen to a whole podcast of you just giving anecdotes about the cab back in the day, random cities.
Some of them might get me arrested. All right, I'll tell you another one. There was a sheriff. His name was Dick Hand, okay? I kid you not. He was like a famous. No, Sam, he was famous. Sheriff Hand. Dick Hand. And so one of my buddies went to a police auction and bought the sheriff's Dick Hand, bought his car, okay? And so they strip out the car. But it's got like a 450 slant V8 in it, right? It's got the Chase Cruiser engine in it, and it's got the wigwam. They didn't take the wigwams out of the front or the spotlight off the front of the window. So it's got wigwams and a spotlight. You know, the wigwams are in the grill. They're the two flashing lights that are kind of alternating in the grill, right? And he used to drive around and get on the interstate and hit the wigwams and hit that lamp, that 1,000-candle lamp, and people would pull over, and then he'd drive around them like he thought it was funny. I'm like, I don't think you could do that. So we're driving out to like Tallapoosa one day doing 100 miles an hour, and some guy passes us and, you know, on I-20, and he hits the wigwams and the thing, and it pulls him over, and I'm like, dude, you can't do that. And so we start going down the road a little bit away. Bam, there's Georgia State. You know, they pull us over. And they're like, why do you drive the sheriff's car? They thought we stole the sheriff's car because it's still registered to the sheriff. So now we're in the back of the cruisers. It didn't go well from there either. So anyway,
why you can't tell those stories. But no, back to the original point. I don't know what that last caller was talking about. Not trading for stars or not build it. You don't build through trade. Literally, the Celtics. They just trade. They when they won their title, they had just traded for Jrue Holiday, Porzingis. They traded for Derek White. The Nuggets, they traded for their role players the season they won. So that it doesn't make any sense to say when a player, a championship caliber player is available, you don't go for him because you want to keep Jalen Johnson and Risa Scherer, who are great players. I love them, but they're not Giannis. So, I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
And then Sam, set that. Let me ask you a question. Set that aside. If Milwaukee traded, well, they don't have any assets anymore, but. You know, if they had at the height of their assets, if they had traded a whole bunch of stuff and 7 first-round picks and the Hawks were kind of like moribund, we had Trey and not a whole lot around him. If Trey went to Milwaukee right now to play with Giannis, would the national media think the Milwaukee Bucks had a chance to win an NBA title?
Oh, he'd be the best thing since sliced bread all of a sudden for Trey.
Okay. So if Giannis comes here with a better supporting cast, by the way, than Milwaukee currently has, why wouldn't the More Hawks talent. Be the I mean, Hawks have a I better mean, supporting cast right now than Milwaukee does. So
No, I think I'm on you. I was making the argument of what you're saying right now. I mean, I'm saying we should go after a championship caliber player.
No, I understand that. No, I know you are. So I'm just trying to fill in the blank for some of the people. Look, we see eye to eye on this. Look, I have no – because this is the – again, Sam, last year of Trey's contract.
Before your third time runs out?
Go ahead.
I just want to say, like, we – you know, everybody – all Atlanta fans say, you know, superstars don't come here – you know, they don't want to come here. And I think we've all just accepted the fact that they don't come here through free agency. So, I mean, we're kind of in the same bracket as some of the other markets, you know, the Denver, the Milwaukee's, and yeah, Indiana, they just traded for Siakam, got to the finals. I mean, this is just the way you build teams. You're not just going to luck out in free agency and hope, you know, a generational player comes out the sky for free. That's a dream right there. You're just selling a dream if you think that.
Yeah, I do appreciate it, Sam. You have a happy fourth. Thanks very much. Yeah, Sam and I see an eye to eye. This whole players don't come here on free agency. I mean, it's rare, but it happens. I mean, Greg Maddux was a free agent, guys. Kirk Cousins was a free agent. You say what you like. Kirk Cousins was the number one rated free agent on the board when they signed him. I mean, free agents will come here. You just got to give them a reason. NBA doesn't have a whole lot of free agents. It's not... Free agency in the NBA is you don't get superstars. You get really good players. Some guys that, you know, sometimes get cut, but you don't get superstars. They're not free agents. You have to trade. If you're going to get a free agent to leave, the only time a superstar is a free agent is when they choose to leave a team. Like LeBron chose to leave Cleveland or to go to Miami. He chose to leave Miami to go to the Lakers. Shaq chose to leave Orlando to go to the Lakers. When a player chooses to leave one destination in determined to get to another, okay? And now, again, last year of Trey's contract. Player option at the end of this year, boys and girls. Do you want to take it or leave it? That's all I'm asking. On Sports Radio 90 Time the Game tonight, if you're hanging on, stay right there. You're next. Again, my question stands, too. Is it crazy to entertain a Braves reset? So I want you to be part of that here. Let's go to Tevin. Not Tevin Coleman, is it? Hey, Tevin.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, how are you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, so I'm totally disagree with that last caller. I'm with the caller before last, man. All those trades you was talking about, those teams did not trade their youngest players to facilitate those trades. They added pieces to what they had. You don't want to be like Milwaukee, the Clippers, the Kings. And so on and so forth, to everybody that wanted to go chase after these super teams, because that second apron is real. You need those players.
It is.
You need that depth to surround Trey. And I believe, you know, I'd rather keep what we have. Zachary Richardson, his rookie numbers are almost identical to SGA's numbers when he was a rookie. And you're talking about trading someone that has that much upside with JJ and possibly a top five pick for next year is absolutely insane for a 30-year-old. And these guys are in their 20s. They're in their early 20s. That is absolutely insane to do. And if Trey wants to leave because we don't get Giannis, which is that's not true because he already came out and said that he wants to stay with the team that he has, then I would rather get rid of Trey at the end by the trade deadline than pillage our entire future and our youngest players that have tremendous upside, especially we need those long wing defending players for our team.
Well, what's the goal here, Tevin?
The goal is to be a little bit more like OKC. I know we've been looking for a championship for so long. We got a little bit close, I think it was like 2016, 2017, when John Collins and them were here. And then now we had to basically hit the reset button, but didn't have to like break the team all the way apart to hit that reset button. So I would rather us look more like OKC, where we're building through the draft and we're adding pieces like a Kennard and stuff than trying to do what the Suns did and just throw a bunch of money and picks at one or two, three players, and you're like so top-heavy like New York is right now, and now you have no room. It's just like a do or die. We either win the championship or regardless, we're going to be screwed for the future because now we have no picks, and then those players are now old as well. because Giannis.
No, no, I understand that, but I mean, is it the goal to win a title? I mean, you, so you're giving voice to it. The goal is to win a title, correct?
Yes, so I'm giving us time. We need to keep this young core together and give it a little bit more time. I know we want it now, but we went from the youngest team in the NBA. There was college teams that were older than us, and we want to go from the youngest team to all of a sudden putting it all in on this year. I think that is what desperate GMs do to try to save their job, and that's what desperate fan bases want until it happens. The next thing you know, you're going to be like, watch, the Suns are going to be in horrible shape for the next, 5 to 10 years because they did a bad deal with Bradley Beal. You don't want to do that.
No, I mean, right. I mean, there is truth to that. Bradley Beal is not Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay, we can agree on that.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, but look what the Clippers did when they got Paul George and they traded SGA all those picks, and look what it turned into.
I understood.
Like, you don't want to trade your young players. If you can get Giannis Kawhi
won a title. Right, so Kawhi won a title in Toronto, and then the Clippers tried, they snaked Kawhi away, and then they tried to build around him. Yeah, but they, I understand where you're going. I mean, we could all point to things. I'm not arguing your point. I'm just saying I can see where you're going. But at the same time, how patient do I have to be, Tevin? I've been a Hawks fan since 1975, okay? 1975. Mm-hmm. How many titles do I have?
Yeah, I understand we got zero. I'm the same way. I was the same way until we looked up and got the first overall pick last year with Zachary. We got Jalen Johnson, who's proven that he can be a huge star for our team. And then now we have a pick from New Orleans that can be a top five. New Orleans is going nowhere next year. They possibly can have a top five, top three, or even a number one pick. And you're talking about Porzingis, who's over 30 years old, injury prone, and he's in his last year. He might be walking away. We can use that pick to retool on a big man, or if Trey decides to walk away, then we can use that pick and keep our young core together, because even Dyson Daniels is only 21. You're talking about 20,
right.
21,
I mean,
22.
But you're telling me
together, don't break it up.
That I have to wait 6 more years for all these guys to kind of come together and maybe we win a title. I don't know. I'm arguing. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I mean, I don't know that.
I don't think we
don't know that Giannis is even
going to
ask out. We don't know that he's going to ask out anyway. He's mad and he's grumbling because of the Dame situation. We don't know if he's going to ask out anyway. I'm just saying that if he did ask out and he talked to Trey and they wanted to get together and they made a deal, then they're pushing all in, and I'm okay. I'm okay with it. Let's go win a title. I mean, I'm just telling you, if they have to trade valuable young assets to get Giannis Antetokounmpo and Trey, and they can do that, I'm okay with it.
That's 2 or 3 years tops, and you're like banking everything
okay.
on.
All right,
Giannis,
I'll take the 2 or 3.
Athletic.
I'll take 2 or 3 over.
Man, that is,
over. I'll take that chance.
10? Over 10 to
10
15?
Of what?
So you got 10 to
I've waited.
Years.
Hang on. I've waited 51. 51.
But
10 of what?
But to me, that is a gamble. I'm talking about 10 to 15 years of Jalen Johnson, Zachary Richardson, Dyson Daniels, and that number one pick that you have. You're talking about 10 to 15 years of that core staying together.
No,
for
that never
years.
Happens. You don't keep those guys around that long. They become all too expensive. You keep a couple of them around for like 3 or 4 years, and then they suddenly the contracts run out, and you have to bird ride them, and so that never happens. You get maybe 3 years of that kind of a core, maybe.
But
the fourth would be insanely good.
But you get assets when you do have to trade them. So if you do have to trade them, you get assets back when you do have to
provided,
trade them.
Provided that they aren't injured or turn out to be good. I'm saying if you have an opportunity with a generational player like Trey to put him with a generational player like Giannis and you could keep assets around them and try and win a title, I understand your point. Don't get me wrong. I'm not arguing that they should do it. I don't even know that Giannis is going to be available. But if they, I'll put it to you, I'll be terribly honest with you, Tevin. If they were to pull off some kind of miracle trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo, no matter what the cost is to put him with Trae Young and some other dude, I will come on this radio and I will start playing all sorts of happy dappy music and jumping up and down. I'll be out of my mind happy.
I'll be down for it if we don't have to give up both, either or, not Zachary and Jalen. You can't have them both. That's what I would.
All right, I got you. No, I appreciate this. This is why we have this discussion. This is exactly, thank you very much, Tevin, why the show exists. This is exactly what we're doing. We're guys sitting around with a beer, and we're talking. And you have an opinion. Tevin's opinion is fine. Let's say that I don't think this Giannis thing is happening. So I'm still super excited because Tevin's right. I mean, Jalen Johnson, Porzingis, Okongwu, Dyson Daniels. I mean, this team around Trey is really good. And the bench now, are you kidding me? And it's going to get even better. My goodness, I think this is a 53 to 55 win team as it is. I think they got a shot with this bunch. That's all. It doesn't mean I won't be excited if they get Giannis. I would. All right. 404-726-0929 tonight. Told you we could build a show just about any team right now here. Let's talk a little bit about it is the month of July. Would you entertain a hard reset of the Braves? That's what HBTFD said. We are directionless, Fricky. We have no farm system. I don't think it's crazy to entertain a hard reset of the Braves. It's a wild thought, but would you do it? On Sports Radio 99 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.